Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Green Hour by Frederick Tutton. For Karen Marta. Serán ceniza, mas tendrá sentido. Polvo serán, mas polvo enamorado. Francisco de Quevedo y Villegas. 1580-1645. Ashes they will become, but not their feelings. Dust they will become, but dust in love. The Green Hour. Chapter 1. It was an unlikely bar. At the bottom of an old hotel on the river, smoky, with a few heavy leather armchairs facing the banquettes and small round tables, low, mellow light that made you sleepy in a pleasant way. It was far from him at the other end of Paris, but she knew he had chosen it for her, remembering she found it elegant. "And now? How is it now?" he asked. She had been ill, and now she wasn't. The disease, checked in time, as the doctors were fond of saying, bombarded and sent into hiding for 5 years, 10 years, perhaps forever. Surviving cells hiding, perhaps, in some cave of herself that the chemical bombs did not reach, and waiting for the all-clear signal to emerge and return to their work, to their feast. "I'm still fine," she answered. "But who knows, day by day," she added, qualifying the certainty of her answer so as not to pique the capricious gods. He had asked after her health periodically over the past 5 years.